We are on Lamed Hey Amud Beis, top of the page at the Mishnah. So we are now continuing the conversation about things that a person can do for somebody else, even if they're Mudah or not, right? So we had said before, there are certain things, you know, I could return his lost item, etc., etc. And so now there are more things that, even if I am not allowed to give Hana to somebody, there's still things, following things are continued to be allowed to do for them. So it says the Mishnah, Vatar Mish Trumaso. A person can separate truma on behalf of his produce, umayser sof and his meiser ladato, as long as he knows what's happening, umakriv alav kine zavin kine zavos kine yoldos chataos ve'ashamos, and he can bring on his behalf or her behalf the different types of korbanos that a person brings. A lot of times they bring birds for these different, if a person's azav or azava, or yoledes, she had a baby, or it needs to be korban chatos or korban asham, and all those scenarios, the person who's not allowed to give benefit is allowed to bring these korbanos on that person's behalf. Look at the Ran writes, umakriv alav ihai madir kohenu, meaning if I'm a kohen and you told me I can't get benefit from you, and you come to the Beit HaMikdash, and I'm the person who's supposed to bring your kabanos, I can still bring your kabanos. I can take care of that for you. Kine zavin, kine zavos, kine yodos, says the Ran. Why, if you should call Eden Mavin Shtei Torim Kram Kain, since you bring two doves to the call, it's called like a kain, like a nest, but it's a group of birds, basically. Okay. Continues the Mishnah. Umalam de medrash halachas v'agados, and you could even, again, the person took a netted, you can't benefit him. So but you're the rabbi, so you can still teach him medrash and medrash halachas and agados. But lo yalamdenu mikra, you can't teach him chumash or tanach. Okay, we're going to tomorrow. We'll have to explain why that is. But melamed who as banav v'as benosav mikra, you can teach his children. His sons and daughters, he can teach them Tanakh. So I'll explain why it is that is, what's the distinction between the two, that we'll find out as we continue on in the Gemara. Okay. So, the Gemara now asks the following question. Ibailu. Hane kahane shluchei didan havu o shluchei deshmaya. When someone is a Kohen, and they are working in the Beis HaMikdash, they're working in Mishkan, and they're bringing korbanos on behalf of people who show up. So who are they working for? Are they a shliach of the person who brings the korban, or are they a shliach of Ribono Shel Olam? So take a look at the round for 1 second. He writes the following: Yibayelahu hani kahane shlucha di donheim af agav di perakam de kiddushin asik rav huna de shlucha di rachmana aninu. The Gemara apparently in kiddushin already had this already concluded, give an answer that the answer is a shlucha of Hashem. Okay, and why is that? The Ischadatach Shluchat Nidan Ninu, because if you want to argue that they are Shluchim of Kla Yisrael, Mi Ikabide de Anan Lomat Sinan Lamebar, Ve'inu Avdei, how can you be a Shliach for me if something I'm not allowed to do? And the rule is, Shluchim Shalom Kamosa, right? The Shliach works as me. So if there's something that I'm not allowed to do, so you can't be my Shliach to do it. So it's really impossible to say that. There's shluchet idan because it's only kohanim allowed to do the avoda. So how can that be? Or at least most of the avoda. So nevertheless, afiluachi by halcha lemishar mimasnisen omi brisa. So the bottom line is, even though we kind of decided already in the Gemara and Kiddushin, or we actually decided later on in the Gemara and Kiddushin that we're shluchet yachamana. Nevertheless, you're going to see the Gemara is going to make use of our Mishnah, and we're going to ask the question so we can kind of get into the conversation about the Mishnah itself. Fine. So it says in the Mishnah, so back to the Gemara. Yibayelahu hani kane shluchat nididan havu o shluchat yashmaya. They are shluchim or are they shluchim of Hashem? So it says the Gemara, my nafkamina. So why, who cares? You know, it's a nice theoretical question, but why does it matter? So the answer is, lemudah hana, right? It matters for a person who had taken a neder not to get benefit from someone. If the Kohen is my shliach, so hamahanile. So now, if I took a neder not to get benefit from him, and he's the Kohen on call, And now what am I going to do? He's going to be my shliach. It's not going to work because he's giving me benefit. So that won't be allowed. V'aser. V'ya mishluchei d'shmaya shari. But if he's a shliach, he's not my shliach. He's a Hashem shliach. I have to bring a korban. And I need to get the korban taken care of. So guys, no problem. I work for the Ribono Shalom. So I'll do what he asked me to do. I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it because Hashem wants me to. So then fine. So then it's going to be mutter because it's not giving me any benefit. Look at the Ran. Hakamahani lay. Right. Rekaven the Abid Shlichu say Mahani lehu. He's giving me benefit because he's fulfilling the thing that I want. Right. And he continues the Ran. The Bishlama Ishlucha Dishmaya Ninhu. If he is the Shlich of Hashem, Afagav the Shari lehu. Bahai Korban lemecha b'kachim. Even though, by the way, but the fact that he's in many examples. He's bringing a korban ola. The fact that he goes ahead and brings the korban, what's going to happen? Yeah. Now he's going to allow, so if I bring a korban and there's a piece that some parts that go to the kohen, some parts that go to me. So the fact that the kohen goes ahead and he brings the korban, now what? Now it's much if you eat the rest of the parts of the animal. So in a certain sense, he was mahaning me that way. Right? He allows me to eat the rest of the animal. So ein ze ela garamas hana ba'ama. That's not real hana. That's just like he's matter the animal for me by doing his job. He's not actually trying to help me out.
What about the other way around? If the kohen took a neder not to benefit from me and I brought a korban ola,
and now he gets benefit for him. Yeah, yeah. It sounds like we're not asking the question that way, but you're right. So you can make the same argument if he's shlucha d'shmaya, then he's just doing his job, right? He's doing his job, and it turns out that he gets paid. You know,
as
whatever.
Opposed to truma, where you can designate which kohen you want to give it to, right?
That is correct, you're saying when you give, you think separate from the question that the mission is asking about term truma. So yes, when you give truma, you can decide who you give it to. When you come to the base of image, can you say I want that coin to bring my? I don't know.
Yeah, just get it's number 17.
No, there are probably gemaras that tell us that. I don't know the answer to that. That's a good question. Can I choose the coin who brings my korban? I don't know. You can definitely choose the coin to give the truma to. That's true.
But the implication is that you can choose the Kohen because they're asking the question, who do the Kohen works for? So if the Kohen, if he's my agent, because they're asking the question, so if he is my agent, then I have maybe the ability to choose a different Kohen.
You're saying maybe that's one of the nafkaminas. Yeah. if he's shluchad the don, maybe I get to choose. Yeah, John, think something?
I was just saying, by definition, it's already limited by the shmaros, right? Truma.
There's only which particular mishma that's to be in the base mishmash. Right, but I can still, right? Who, right. It's somewhat limited, but yeah, I don't know. Okay, fine. So, good. So the Gemara says, fine. So the Gemara assumes that would be an afkamina. It's a good reason to want to know. Is he shluchad didan or shluchad shemaya? Because if he's shluchad didan, and I take it, neder not to get benefit from you, you can't be my kohen. If he's shluchad shemaya, then he could be. Fine. So Gemara says, okay, so my, what's the answer? So Tashma, this nan, it says in the Mishnah, our Mishnah, Makar Velav, Kinezav, and Nechulei, right? Meaning it says in our Mishnah that he can bring the Kinezav, and Kivei Zavos, and Kinei Yoldos, Chataos, Vashavos. So I am Shluchedidan, Kamehanilei. So meaning our Mishnah seems to be a proof. Right, because if he is, if he's shluchad didan, that would seem to be a problem because the Mishnah says he can bring the korbanos of this person. So it must be that he's shluchad d'shmai. So answer Gemara, no, not so fast. L'tameich, if that's true, right, that you're trying to say that because we allow him to bring our korbanos, it shows that he's not shluchad didan. It must be shluchad d'shmaya. L'sne makriv alav korbanos. Why does it specify which korbanos? Why does it say you bring the kinei zavin, kinei zavos, kinei yodos? Just tell me, makir v'lav korbanos. And he can bring any korban he wants. Why? Because he's shluchad d'shmaya. So he can bring anything. You're nervous, you took a neder, don't worry. Doesn't matter, you took a neder. You show up, it happens to be that, Shmuel Katz is on duty that day. You don't have to worry because he can bring all korbanos because he's not being mahana you because he's shluchad d'shmaya. So, if, according to you, that you want to make that argument, it should have just said all korbanos. The fact that it says there's specific korbanos, that's confusing. So, Ella, so what's going on here? So, Ella mechusari kaparashani. So, rather, what's going on here? This is not a blanket heter to bring all korbanos. It's specifically these korbanos. Why? Because what's unique about these korbanos? They are what's called mechusari kapara. What does that mean? So take a look at the Ran. Explain. Mechusar kapara shiny. Elamichusar kapara shiny. Kolomar. Ve'adraba. Tivshal le'idach gisa. The given the tana mechusar kapara belachud. The ein srich and das. Mash medavka hani. Mishum the cave on the ein srich and das. Vadek. Let's just finish. Let's go back to the Gemara just for one second because there's another point the Gemara makes. This will, which will make the Ran make more sense. So let's go back on the Gemara for one second. So the Gemara said, no, El Mechusari Kapara Shiny. Let's translate now Mechusari Kapara as those lacking, that don't have Kapara yet. Right? Presumably the bringing of the Korban finishes the process of Kapara. Okay? So why? Is that the Amar Yochanan? Hakol Tzrich and Das. Yochanan says everybody, every Korban, let's say, requires Das of the owner. Chutz mi Mechusari Kapara. Except for those which are simply lacking Kapara. What does that mean? Sharei. Because how do I know that certain korbanos at least do not require das? Because a person can bring a korban for his children, his sons, his daughters, even when they're katanim, they don't have in a katan lav bar das. Shneamar zos taras hazav bein gadol bein katan. Okay, so go back to the Ran now. So if that's true, right? That I can bring korbanos to certain people without their knowledge, even, right? Kolmar for adaraba tifshal leidach gisa the cave the tana mechusari kapar belachod the ain tzrich and das, and let's assume that mechusar kapar doesn't require das. Mash medaf kahani mishum the cave the ain tzrich and das. It's meaning why do I choose these specific korbanos? It's because they don't require das. Vade kon lav shlichusan. In that case, if again. In general, what does shlichus mean? Shlichus means shlichus alam kamosa. You, a person needs to deliver a get to his wife. So I say, here, I'm going to give you the get. You please bring it to my wife. Great. That's the very, very clear expression of my request. You know, what I want, and I ask you to do it on my behalf. If a person doesn't have das, they can't make someone else their shlich. Right? That's going to be generally the rule. So when we do mechiras chametz, right? We do a kinyan chalipin. Right, pick up my key or my whatever. So that's again expression of das, and only a gadol can do that. A katan can't do that. So why specify these exact korbanos? Right, because these are korbanos that don't require das. They're just mechusari kapara. Except that it basically just has to get it done in the end. It somehow has to get finished, and then my kapara process is finished. About bashar korbanos hatzrich and das. But a different korban which requires actual das shluchei didoninu, then itaka would be my shliach, right? The low because if it wasn't true, listening makrav lav korbanos favre busvit. Then don't give me specific examples. The fact that he gives me specific examples is to say that these ones and only these ones can bring. Why? Because these ones don't require das. What's the implication? That for things that require das, itaka wouldn't be allowed. Why? Because itaka be my shliach. So what do you see? You see that. Maybe you could make the argument at least that based on our Mishnah, don't bring your proof that we're Shlucha D'Shemaya, just the opposite. You could bring a proof that we're Shlucha D'Dan. Because the fact that we only allowed to bring the korbanos that don't require das is because otherwise it would be a problem that you're giving the person Hana. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Which would be inconsistent with the conclusion of Kiddushin.
Oh, the Kiddushin, yes. Correct. Fine. So the Ran, you know, explains also, Mi Yud Lo Mishnah, no mishta bayan lagamra. He says, by the way, this isn't an answer. This is just a response. Why don't bring me the proof? You could still get out of it, right? The ikla meimra the tana mechusari kapara lashmin and rabusa the afapi shematiro lecha b'kachim shari the kol shekim b'shar kabanos. So you could argue the opposite, that maybe the reason we gave the example of mechusari kapara was actually to say something. There's actually something extra that you're learning from there. That even though in that case is matirim the kachim. Nevertheless, it's okay, right? Mekosha gave b'shar korbanos, and that would be, you know, kavachom by other korbanos, which, you know, a korbanola, which I'm not going to eat at all, right? But these, I eat some of it, right? So that could be the chiddush. But the point is that, you know, there are responses back, but for now, at least you don't have a proof from here, at least. Fine. So just jump down to the next Ran Chutz Mechusari Kapar. He's going to explain. I should read this one first. So he's going to explain why Zav Vizava Umitzara Umitzaras Yoledes Ubakulhu Ksiv Toras. And all those examples, it says Zos Taras Heoletis, Zos Taras Amitzoras, etc. Zos Taras Zav Zava. V'kailu mechusari kapara mishum she'asurin likanes lemitash v'lecha bakachim ad she'aviyu kaparasan. And the reason they call mechusari kapara is that basically they finished the whole kapara, the whole process of becoming tahor, and it's just they're missing the korban. And until they bring the korban, they're still not allowed to come into the mikdash and eat kachim. V'hani keva de'ein korbanan ba'la kapara, meaning the korban doesn't really give their kapara per se. Ein tzrichen das, and that's why they don't need das. Avakosha tzrichen kapara, achet tzrichen das. So in those cases, that you know, then you need das. But the point being, these are all things that you don't actually require. The process is finished. You already got, you know, you did your tshuva already, whatever you needed to do. And these are just kind of like the last step. It's just something kind of like, it's like a technicality, sort of, that has to be taken care of. Fine. And how do we know? You know, because the passage says, "Shenemar zos teras hazav ben gadol ben katan." Right? V'kihechi the other maybe korban al beno katan she'ein lo das hachanami shalomi daito shachaver. And just like I can bring korban for a child who doesn't have das, so certainly I can be korban for someone who has no idea what I'm doing, even and they're an adult. It should be the same thing. Fine. Okay. So the bottom line is, we at this point we don't really have an answer necessarily. Fine. But however, the Gemara now is going to pick up on this drasha, right? Elameata, says the Gemara, the Rav Yochanan, right? But according to Rav Yochanan, who says Zos Taras Hayoledes, and he wants to say Ben Katan, Ben Gadol, right? Ben Katana, Ben Gadola, Katana Bas Leidehi. He goes, what are you talking about? What kind of drasha is that? How is that possible to argue that that the drasha is Zos Taras Hazav Ben Gadol Ben Katan? If that's the drasha you want to make. Well, there are other, you mentioned just a second ago, all these other cases also have the language of Torahs, right? So the Jerusha teaches me, Bein Gadol, Bein Katan, what about by Yoledes? Zos Taras Yoledes. Oh, so Zos Taras always teaches me, Bein Gadol, Bein Katan. Wait a second. You're going to tell me that a katana, the Torah of bringing a korban Yoledes would apply to a katana? Katana can't have children, right? Katana bas lady, Katana's not a bas lady. She doesn't have. She's not able to have. Again, bas lady here means to give birth. She's not able to give birth. How do I know? Vatani Rav Bibi kamed Rav Nachman, because Rav Bibi taught the following halach in front of Rav Nachman. Shalosh nashim mishamshos b'moch. There are three women who when they have tashmish, they place some type of cloth internally to make sure, you know, to make it like as a form of birth control. And who is that? Katana umuberes umenika. So a katana, a pregnant woman, and a woman who's nursing. Right? These are the women who have, in Gemara's example, you know, a heter for birth control. Why is that? Katana shemet his aber v'tamus. An example, why is a katana allowed to use a b'mishamish b'moch? Because if she gets pregnant, what could happen? She could die. So take a look. Look at the mefarish, right to the left of where we are. Tis aber v'tamus. Vadai, meaning it's for sure going to happen. Ama la bas leidehi, right? What do you see? Meaning the expectation was if a katana, if she's too young, and she would end up pregnant, she would die from the process of childbirth. So if that's true, what do you see? You see that katana is not a bas leida. She's not someone who can birth a child. In which case, zos taras hayoledes doesn't make sense as a drasha, being gadola being katana. That's not possible. So now, what are you going to do with your drasha? Zos taras hazav ben gadol ben katan. It's not going to work. Okay. So answers the Gemara. Hahi zos taras hayoledes ben pikachas ben shota. No, the purpose of teaching me zos taras. You're right. In the original case, the other case, zos taras is to distinguish, you know, to not distinguish between gadol and katan. Here, obviously, gadol and katan is not going to work. So, but there's a different drush. There's a different drush that's necessary for. They tell me that you have to bring the Taras Yoledes, whether she's a pakachas or whether she's a shota, whether she's of, you know, sane mind or if she is, you know, mentally incapacitated. Shekein adam mevi korban al ishto shota. Because if let's say a woman has a, you know, either has a baby or another scenario, she was required to bring a korban and then she becomes a shota. She doesn't have das anymore. So her husband brings a korban on her behalf. Kedivir Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda says, why the sign Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad the mevi korban ashir al ishto? Because Yehuda holds that a man brings a korban ashir on behalf of his wife, v'chor korbanos shechayeves, and all the korbanos that she has to bring. Shekach kosev la. That's what he writes in this in the ksuba v'acharayus de islech alai min kadamas dina. Because one of the phrases written in ksuba, at least that's the ksuba that they have in the times of the Gemara, the language is that he's chayev on all his takes acharayus, his responsibility for everything, all of her financial needs, even those that came from before they were married. Right, that he has a requirement to bring those korbanos. So look actually on the left side in the Mefarish, he explains. El Amalach Rav Yochanan, Ahu Zos Taras Heyoledes Lo Mar Belalaktana El Begadol Maris. So you're right. Zos Taras Heyoledes is not trying to explain that Bein Gadol Bein Katan, or Gadol and Katan in this case. Rather, it's all talking about Gadol Mari. Bekamar Ba'afil Yoledes Shota. But it's including the Yoledes which is Shota. Shekein Adam Mevi Korban Asher Afilo Al Ishtok Shota. Adam Mevi Korban Asher Al Ishto Bein Bikachas Bein Shota. He brings a Korban Asher, whether she is, again, of sound mind or not. V'lo Amrinan Da'af Bisha Niseis La Asher Aniyahi. You might say, again, maybe before she got married, she was very a poor person. And a poor person brings a different, there's different levels of korbanos, depending on the type of korban. Sometimes you bring a bird, sometimes you bring, flour and oil, sometimes you bring, a behema. So it depends on your financial status. So if she had a certain financial status, but his is different, and now they get married, so he brings it based on his financial status, right? So we don't say that, what do you mean? She was an aniya. The Masha Kansa Ishta Kana Baila. Whenever she acquires, he acquires. Ela Kola Korbanos Shechayeves Mevi Alea. He's allowed to, that he, not just allowed, he's supposed to bring her Korbanos for her. So he brings the Korban based on what his status is. Shekach Kasavla Vachrayas. And that's why he writes, because that's what he wrote in the Ksuba, that he's Chayev. He has a responsibility. The Hachi Mashma Achrayusa Alai. And that's the implication that he takes the responsibility. But he heich the high, maybe korban al ishto yoledes, and so this person has to be a korban for his wife who's a yoledes. So let's say she was, gave birth, and now she's not of sound mind anymore. So he has to be a korban for her. Afidu shota kach komachosurei kapara ein tzrichan das ula olam shluchei didanin. Right. So you can say just like. He can bring the korban yoledes, even when the husband can bring korban yoledes when she's a shota. What do you see? So too, all mechusari kapara don't need to ask. And so what do you see? That really shluche didanin. So the mefarish wants to explain. So you see from here that shluche didan. I think the Rana wasn't as quick to say that we had come to a conclusion here, but that's how he wants to argue, and that's how you explain this case. Fine. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up with the Daf Lamed Vav next week.